Climate Wire for Tuesday, October 20th, from Energy and Environment News. Markey Panel to Examine U.S. Climate Resilience by Paul Voosen, E&E Reporter. Whether it caps carbon dioxide emissions or not, the United States will face rising sea levels, drought, and more frequent and violent spats of extreme weather thanks to the greenhouse gases it has already contributed to climate change. On Thursday, the House Select Energy Independence and Global Warming Committee will examine how the United States will resist and adapt to these effects of climate change. The impact of global warming has already been felt in the United States, according to a U.S. Global Change Research Program report issued in June. These changes have included increases in heavy downpours, rising sea levels, retreating glaciers, altered river flows, and prolonged growing seasons. Regions, states, and towns will need to adapt to the altered climate. Such steps can encompass a wide array of activities, according to the report. Examples include a farmer switching to growing a different crop variety better suited to warmer or drier conditions, a company relocating key business centers away from coastal areas vulnerable to sea level rise and hurricanes, and a community altering its zoning and building codes to place fewer structures in harm's way and making buildings less vulnerable to damage from floods, fires, and other extreme events. Climate change will particularly stress public health agencies, the report said, as they scramble to react to increasing heat waves, waterborne diseases, extreme weather, and diseases transmitted by rodents and insects. A decline in cold snaps could offset some of these impacts, it added. The House-passed climate bill, H.R. 2454, would devote some revenues from its cap-and-trade program for adaptation. Domestic adaptation efforts would get 2% of the allowances from 2012 through 2021, increasing to 4% between 2022 and 2026, and to 8% in 2027 and beyond. Half of the allowances will go towards wildlife and natural resource protection, while the other half are directed to other areas such as public health. This money, beginning in 2012, would be routed to public health agencies, states, and wildlife and natural resources agencies to help them adjust to the effects of climate change. The exact amount of the funds would vary, depending on the market price of carbon. Some agencies have already begun to include climate change adaptation in their strategies. Last month, the Fish and Wildlife Service released a strategic plan that set climate adaptation for species as one of its primary goals. The hearing is scheduled for Thursday, October 22nd at 9:30 a.m. in 2175 Rayburn. Witnesses include John Stephenson, Natural Resources and Environment Government Accountability Office, Eric Schwab, Deputy Secretary of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Stephen Seidel, Vice President for Policy Analysis and General Counsel, Pew Center on Global Climate Change, and Kenneth Green, Resident Scholar, American Enterprise Institute.